Welcome to our Politics and Review podcast. The Pennsylvania Senate race is changing. Mehmet Oz, the television doctor who for years has promoted health issues on his own program, announced that he will compete for the Republican U.S. Senate nomination. Dr. Oz is taking advantage of a potential vacuum after leading GOP candidate Sean Parnell withdrew from the race when his ex-wife accused him of domestic and child abuse in a custody hearing. Dr. Oz's entry wasn't met with open arms by everyone. New Jersey Democratic Congressman Bill Pascrell tweeted, in a tongue-in-cheek manner, that he wanted to congratulate his North Jersey constituent on his run for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. For at least two decades, Dr. Oz lived in New Jersey, across the Hudson River from New York City, but registered to vote in the 2020 election in Philadelphia. Residency will likely be an issue in the campaign. Dr. Oz has hired a professional team and is expected to soon launch a major media blitz. A unique situation is happening in a South Florida congressional race. As you may remember, businesswoman Sheila Sherfillis McCormick recently won her special congressional Democratic primary by just 5 votes over Broward County Commissioner Dale Holness. This week, Mr. Holness went to court, asking the judge to disqualify her retroactively from the ballot because she supported the universal basic income proposal, a measure that would provide everyone with a $1,000 per month government payment. According to Mr. Holness, supporting the measure is an act of bribing the voters. It is unlikely his lawsuit will prevail, but expect him to be back to challenge her in the 2022 primary cycle. Ms. Sherfillis McCormick is the prohibitive favorite to win the January 11th special general election and serve the balance of the late Congressman Alcee Hastings' final term. The governor's races are drawing a great deal of attention this week. In Georgia, former gubernatorial nominee Stacey Abrams, who lost by less than a percentage point to Republican Brian Kemp in 2018, announced that she will return for a rematch next year. In New York, Long Island Democratic Congressman Tom Suozzi, upon turning down New York City Mayor-elect Eric Adams' offer to serve as one of the city's deputy mayors, announced that he will enter the Democratic gubernatorial primary. Facing new Governor Kathy Hochul, Attorney General Tish James, and New York City Public Advocate Jumaine Williams, Congressman Suozzi indicated he would run as a, quote, moderate, common-sense Democrat, unquote, attempting to take advantage of a split leftward coalition and win a plurality election largely with Long Island and rural Democrats. In Texas, actor Matthew McConaughey, who had been toying with running for governor as an independent, came to the expected decision of not entering the race. Perhaps more surprising, however, two-term Republican Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker announced this week that he will not seek a third term, indicating he did not want to endure an ideologically split Republican primary. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.